Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Listen, you guys gotta understand, I've been just seriously fucked up this for the past, I don't know, 10 days. First, I got stuck in Bakersfield trying to come back from the Bay Area. Couldn't get over the goddamn grapevine for like 5 days. And once I got home, I'm laying, because for some reason, a lot of people bought shit while I was gone. And I tried to get it to them, but my laptop don't send shit right. But any goddamn way, I'm fucking around and get home, get ready to send the shit. And goddamn it, my dog, well, while I was gone, it was so cold up here, I told my daughter to let my dogs, you know, in my extra room. And them motherfuckers ate through my goddamn internet shit. So what I'm saying is I've been fucked up. I ain't been able to respond to you guys like I normally do. And I know some of you that spent up some, because I made some money while I was, you know, out like that. But anyway, some of you guys, I know y'all thought I was, you know, fucking you. Man, please don't ever think that about me, because shit happens that I have no control over. I have no fucking control over how shit happens sometimes. That's why I'm like I am. I'll be wanting to doggone be in control. But anyway, I got something important to talk about. And I mean, you gotta believe that you have to have something that you believe in. Now, I really believe in the game I spit. I just do. I believe if I take good care of the game gonna take good care of me. And I was really pushed. I'm talking about in these past 10 days, you know, because my word is my bond. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want nobody thinking negative shit of me. But if you send me $900 and I'm telling you I'm going to do something, and then I don't do it for a week, and then during that week you didn't, you know, talk to me once or twice, three times, whatever, and I motherfucking start telling you, you know, what I'm thinking, but it wasn't happening, man, you would just trip. So what I'm saying is, just think of what I'm finna tell you. Because I had to do this. Every morning when you wake up, you take care of your hygiene. Every day. You do that so that you can, you know, face the world fresh. I mean, let's, you know, that includes your hair. You know, that includes your mouth, your face, your body. You know, all of that should face the world fresh, daily. And then you're ready to leave. You get dressed, and you're getting ready to walk out the door. I want you to start thinking of something. I want you to start thinking about your mind. I want you to start clearing your mind before you leave your house. Before you leave, just make sure that you refresh your mental state. Just like you refreshing your teeth and all that damn shit. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm real with it. It's just I'm with refreshing my mind too. Because when this shit happened and I got stuck, initially, you know, I'm on the train and shit. Amtrak, they paid for the shit that night. And I'm thinking, that's okay, cool. But what happened, they couldn't have no control over it, and I definitely didn't expect. I ended up being there all these days. And after the first day, all those days was on me. So what I'm saying is, you know, I'm old. I can't be standing in no goddamn, you know, motel with noise and all that goddamn shit be going on. So that's like $140 a night. and I had to be there 5 nights. It ain't the money. It's the fact that it made me realize hella shit. While I'm sitting in that fucking room, I can't goddamn send, take care of my business as far as that go. Because, like I say, the fucking, I don't know what's wrong with the laptop, but it won't send shit like I needed to do. But I'm in there and I'm doubting all kind of goddamn shit. I'm saying, man, these motherfuckers, blah, 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 they gonna think this, they gonna think that. You know, I'm tripping. And I get to the hotel and my laptop is working. So I get on the goddamn internet and I got this message that's telling me, congratulations, you done paid off this debt. Now, I'm paying shit, period. I know that. But I, you know, I'm crazy. But some things I don't try to keep track of. Because if I do, it's going to just fuck me up. I'll just pay it. You know, and this fucking bill, not a bill, it was actually a loan. And I was doing that with, when it came, and I got this email that I paid it off. What I'm saying is normally, when it get time to pay that shit off, I'm not in pocket. So I need more. What I'm saying is this time I was in pocket. And I had forgot about it, and it's paid off, and I still could get a gang of more money on the loan. So I said, man, you know what? I got half as much. They want to give me, never mind. I got half of what they want to give me. And what I'm saying is this. Getting that money put me in a frame of mind that I haven't been in. Because, man, I'm going to do some slick shit as far as taxes and shit. But I actually made that move. And in the course of making that move, you know, getting my shit straight, taxes, all that shit, it legitimized me. I'm not thinking none of this. I'm playing, my whole thing is to play my way till I can legitimize Sidewalk University. And I know what that involves. It involves a whole bunch of shit that I'm telling myself I don't want to fuck with. And in the end, this loan that I had, you know, I'm steady paying on it, I guess, a couple of years. And by it being paid off, by me seeing what I could do, made me do one thing that I have been running from, and that was face the IRS. And guess motherfucking what? I'm going to be charged like a motherfucker. But it legitimizes me, verifies what I've been trying to do. Why? Because I'm paying money on it now. I'm paying taxes on the shit. So what I'm saying to you motherfuckers, instead of just letting shit happen, I'm the kind of dude that when shit happens, I'm rolling with it. I ain't scared of it. I'm not scared of shit. So what I'm saying is, after I, you know, went through this mental anguish that I was going through because things were fucked up, after I stopped crying, feeling like a punk, man, I start feeling better once I start getting the bullshit out the way. And after I got it all out the way, I start seeing what I see now. You guys don't understand because I'm the same motherfucker doing the same shit. But I'm not. That's what you don't understand. Yes, I'm doing exactly what I was doing a month ago. But the stakes are different now. The stakes is where I have even footing. Why? because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And what I'm saying is I'm loving it. I'm not being afraid. And I don't want you to be afraid. That's why you better fucking listen to what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Because I'm going to be talking about shit. Because you got to understand. Check this out. I say weed your garden. You didn't weed your garden. You left out your house. You. Now, what do you do when you're not sure and you come to a fork in the road? Which path do you take? See, what I'm saying is you never think of that, but don't you think it's a big fork in the road for me to decide to do something that I've been running from? What I'm saying is it's hard to decide which is the correct path. But I know. Shit. If I don't choose, I'm going to be stuck at the fork. I'm going to be stuck at the fork. Choices at times are difficult. They're difficult to make. But let me tell you this. What the fuck will happen if you don't make one? I'm not willing to chance, because I think horrible shit will happen. I don't know exactly what will happen, but I think some really horrible shit will happen. So I ain't trying to wait for that. So what I'm saying is, why I'm saying this is even alumni, dudes that, you know, went to Sidewalk University, I get them, they hit me, they, you know, they want to know, you know, what should they do, blah, 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 blah. You know, just like dudes who haven't bought my shit, they want to know, you know, they're asking me this, that, and the other, you know, and I'm thinking about me, and look, tell both of them. I can't make choices for you. I tell my alumni, I'm surprised you asking me this shit, because if you can't make the choice, how can I? And I tell the motherfuckers that I'm not having fuck with me, you need to learn how to believe in you. In both instances, I'm telling them the same thing, but for different reasons. Because the woman that went to my school, it's hard to believe in you when you've been not believing in you for 20 years or at least 15. I'm saying what I'm talking about is deep, and I practice it and it works even for me. All right, let me get into what the fuck I'm really trying to say. The reason that you motherfuckers cannot decide what to do is because you ain't been honest with yourself. If you're honest, you're going to realize that the decision isn't that difficult to make, especially once you see what will benefit you. And whatever that is, you want it to benefit you the most. But my point is, I really don't like it when a motherfucker get at me, especially a motherfucker that's been in my school, and they say, hey man, I could do this, or you know, I could actually do that, but you know, I'm more or less thinking, you know, blah blah blah. If you got choices, motherfucker, you better make one. You better make one. That's what make you a confident man. Dealing with what you have to deal with. You got to understand that. So, what I'm trying to get you to see as I continue, if you're honest, you're going to realize that the decision isn't really difficult to make. And the only reason you're not making it is because you don't believe you think the correct thing. You don't believe or trust the things that you're thinking are correct. So what is the purpose of having confidence if when you have an option, you don't make any choices? I mean, where is the confidence? So what I'm saying is, fuck. You got to remember, confidence, it's not going to make decisions for you. It's only going to make you comfortable with the decisions that you make. You got to understand that. But you do have to choose. You have to make a decision. So what I'm saying at this point, you know, when you choose and your choice is what was needed, you get a surge. You feel something. And believe it or not, fellas, if you've done your due diligence, you'll undoubtedly make the right choice every time. But that's the problem. You motherfuckers don't believe in yourself. So you don't try anything. The conversation tools that I be talking about, I mean, they're precious gifts to you. I mean, if you really understand, you know what I'm noticing? I ain't getting no feedback from you motherfuckers. Hey, man, I hope you guys are hearing me. I told you my shit was fucked up. My shit is, say it's going. Okay, I think you hear me. So, but I'm just saying, if you understand conversation in the use of the tool, if you understand the use of the tool, the way it's instructed, you're going to start to realize that there's a pattern in all the tools. That's the confidence that I have. That's the confidence that you'll have. Oh, I have it, and it allows me to dictate. I mean, it allows me to dictate to whoever I'm talking to, especially myself. It allows me to dictate to myself how I should proceed. And it only works because I believe in myself. I am not saying you got to believe in me like this. I don't really care how much you believe in me. You cannot possibly believe in me more than I believe in me. And that's the point. Who believe in you the most? Is it equal? Everyone believes in you, like, equally? Come on, man. You got to realize you can gain the same confidence that I'm talking about if you use your conversation instead of just talking. No situation is so overbearing that it renders me speechless. And neither will it do that to you. But if it does, and you understand conversation, you use it. And you make it some sort of comment. Lighten the mood, jovial type comment. But what I'm saying is this, fellas. The tools that I'm talking about, they get the same raise as the course. These are conversation and mentality tools. And what I'm saying is I saw a young lady. She was maybe 20, 21, you know. She was walking. Now, I could see she was tall. She looked like, you know, 6'2", something like that. But her clothes looked ragged. You know, some big old bitch like that, she playing volleyball, you know, she doing something. So I pulled over and I asked her if she wanted a ride, and the bitch said no. And I asked her if she had a motor. And before she answered, I just proceeded to ask her about, you know, activities that interested her. Because I thought she was going to say basketball or, you know, whatever. And she told me that she used to be in the basketball. But it didn't pan out for her. And then she went on to tell me how hard it was for her to find a man that wasn't threatened by her height. I know that's not a big deal to you guys. That's not a big deal to you guys. I laughed, and I told her that, you know, shit, that shit should be something attractive. That should be an attractive trait that you have. And she said, it don't help that I have manly mannerisms. You know, after basketball, it was hard for me to, like, see myself as a lady. Then that bitch said, you know, I felt and acted so manly. You know what I did? I flipped the conversation on her, and I got at her. After a couple of lines, you know, I had talked her into getting in my car. When she did, all I saw was my motherfucking daughter. And it struck me so hard. You know, so I rode that bitch all the way to Summerlin, 30 minutes away. Now, the whole ride, I was telling this bitch how her, you know, she kind of fine and all that shit, and how any motherfuckers, you know, with his head on straight would really want her. But first, you got to want yourself. Now, I'm not really doing my rosebud thing, but I guess I am. I'm talking to this goddamn bitch. And then I just went into my confidence-building conversation, and by the time we got to where she was going, the bitch didn't want to get out. She wanted to stay with me. When I told her I was married, the bitch got sad. Now, I ain't married, but I didn't want to fuck with this bitch and remind me of my daughter. Shit. She told me no one, listen to me, fellas. She told me no one has ever made her feel like anything but a meal ticket. That's sad. You know, what I'm saying is I made her day, evidently. Why? Because I was talking about something other than getting at that bitch. And what did it do? Catch her motherfucking ass. I keep trying to tell you motherfuckers about conversation. And if you know how to use it instead of just talking, your motherfucking ass will catch like that too. But I'm the kind of nigga, I can just throw them back. You know, you fish, if it ain't the right size, throw it back. I'm one of them. So I kind of drove off not feeling sorry for the bitch, but I sure understood, man, I wish I was younger because I'd have got it, baby. See, beautiful women unwittingly being harmed by today's greedy parents are really being fucked over. Hold on a second. They're really being fucked over because the parents don't see any value in them unless they do whatever they think they can do as far as that meal ticket. And dudes, if it's women, dudes don't see them, especially if they have any type of athleticism about them. Dudes are threatened by whatever the fuck they do. So these women are left to feel like nothing. I mean, you guys don't think like this. That's why you don't catch. Pimp niggas think like this. Pimp niggas look at that big tall motherfucker. Everybody probably wants you to play basketball, but I just want you to be a big tall fat motherfucker getting me some money. You know what? You know what you're talking about? You know, come on, man. My point. You know, I be knowing you motherfuckers want to get in the FWU. But, of course, it's too late for this semester. There's so many activities that's going to get your confidence bolstered to a point you'll barely recognize yourself. When you look in the mirror, you're going to be seeing me. Not really. But I'm saying my confidence. You're going to be seeing it in yourself. That's what it's all about. That's what I want. Looking in the mirror is going to reflect a happy man enjoying the fruits of his labor. Because this is not free. You have to put in work besides paying for it. You got to put in work. The course, the school, the guidance is all here at SWU, waiting on those of you who will work for what you want out of life. Because ask anybody, this shit ain't easy. And I do not just give it to you. You know, I'm noticing I ain't getting no calls. There ain't really that many people. I don't really care. You can listen to it, what do you call it, in the archives. But then again, that's how fickle you motherfuckers are. Nigga fall off for a week. But then again, that's the internet. But fellas, I've been here too many years. You should have just known something was fucked up. God damn, y'all are dogging me. So listen. What I'm saying is this. I'm just a vessel. And everything you desire is carried on this vessel. I make many stops, and I make many repeat visits. So you won't have any excuse. You just won't. I'm ready with my cargo loaded to deliver this live-ass game to whoever is interested. And for some reason, I'm not knowing what it is, but I'm just seeing some of you motherfuckers must not be interested. Because I ain't getting no calls. I ain't getting no comments. And it looked like only one or two or three people or four people or however many motherfuckers was on here. And I guess it's because I let y'all down. I let y'all down, ain't that a bitch? You motherfuckers. But that's okay. I'm a spin game anyway. Shit. What I'm saying is I keep hearing how the game changed, how getting at women changed. You know, I keep hearing how you got to think like it's a business. Or just some all kinds of crazy fucking shit. When all you really got to do is know that you fucking with a bra. And you got to have something more than one pussy on your motherfucking mind. And if you do that, you'll be much more successful with women. So, let's see. Back in the 1800s, hoes was doing whatever they was doing, walking the blade or whatever. And if I'm not mistaken, they still do that. Where's my motherfucking phone? Who in the fuck calling this number? Hey, I'm sorry, I couldn't find my damn phone. You motherfuckers calling the wrong phone number. Call the number that's on there. Shit. Hey, I'm sorry, you motherfuckers, man. That was on me. I don't know my phone. That is somewhere in here. But my thing is, I don't think things have changed is what I'm saying. I just really don't. I think dudes have changed. And I really believe that if dudes don't change back, what they're going to actually do is sacrifice themselves. You're going to sacrifice You're gonna be like looked over when it's, you know, dudes that's chosen or genes or whatever, bloodlines or whatever to reproduce. What I'm saying is if back in the day, if a motherfucker wanted to fuck with a hoe, he had to pull some money out first, and if I'm not mistaken, it's still like that, ain't it? Okay. You gotta pay first if that's, you know, what you're trying to do. You can't change the rules. Now, if a hoe had a pimp in the 1800s and she did whatever she did all night, blah, 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 she broke herself. And if I'm not mistaken, they still do that now, I think. If you got jammed with the authorities in the 1800s, you know, which you probably wouldn't, but if you did, you had problems, and right now today it's the same. So far, I can't see where the game changes, what I'm trying to express. I can't see where nothing has changed so far to me. The laws have become skewed. You know, as the 1900s came around, you know, they was really skewed against a pimp. But that's because of what we represented. We represented free niggas. We were the only ones, lawyers, doctors, whoever the fuck that had the business and that was making money. They didn't think or act like free niggas. Them niggas was hiding. They was good niggas. Pimps is the motherfuckers responsible for niggas after slavery believing that they could be as good as a motherfucking pecker would. So of course they're going to say we're the bad guys. What I'm saying is, fellas, the way it's done, you got to understand, only in, you know, the 21st century did the game itself begin to change. I ain't talking about pimping. I'm talking about being a man. The way to be a man, the way you pimp, all of it has changed, if that's the case. The charges that you can get from not understanding the changes are significant, but only in the 21st century did the shit change to where dudes are scared to be men. Of course, you can, but I don't think you could blame that on the laws. Because if you motherfuckers would not have started all that bullshit, cyber bullshit, you know, shit would still be, you know, realistic, and you would be the, you know, controller. You would have control of shit. But no, you wanted to go with this cyber manhood, cyber dating, cyber fucking life, and you don't think you don't think you're being robotic. You don't think that you're getting some sort of predicted outcome of even a relationship. Because the prediction as far as the outcome of the relationship when you fucking with cyber bitches is that you're going to be disappointed. Period. You're going to be disappointed. See, you guys are scary and you've allowed this cyber bullshit. Oh, no. You've allowed your manhood to be taken from your control. You've allowed your thoughts, your wills, what you want to do, all that shit. You've given it away, and you're reduced to what we have today. A bunch of dudes with introverted fucking friends that he chat with in goddamn chat rooms. You motherfuckers can't even chat with your goddamn buddies in real life. See, there was firm reasons men lived as we did or as we do. And those same reasons are why you aren't supposed to allow just anybody in your space. Only a certain person, a certain caliber of person is allowed the privilege to be among motherfuckers, well, to be around me. I ain't the best motherfucker in the world. But you can't tell me that. I'm just saying, I know for a fact there gotta be another motherfucker badder than me. And he might be like in the far eastern corner of the motherfucking world, and you might have to travel some days or maybe even a week or so to get to his motherfucking ass. But he's there. If you got that time, get with it. Go on and do that thing. But to me, what I'm saying is, cyber life not only impeded your growth as a man, it completely took away your willingness to do what it takes to be a man. Game is a motherfucker. The shit would not have happened if dudes like me was still out, you know, doing what we do. You know, technology, you know, is nothing like it is now. But the shit was growing when we were rolling. Technology was coming. We knew it was going to be a force. But we also knew better than to, like, fuck with that shit. Because that's opening the door to let the white man in on your game. And because we wasn't punks, we didn't fuck with it. You know, we was men and we fucked the police. And if we got caught, we got caught. But we didn't hide from the consequences of being the kind of men we were. We chose it. We accepted it. We accepted them motherfuckers. And we lived, if that's the case, we just lived to see another day. When we motherfucking wanted to preserve the game in its original form, we all was out there preserving it. And times, if that's the case, will always motherfucking change. And we did change with the times. But the motherfucking game didn't change. Being a man didn't change. You couldn't change the shit for your taste. You had to do shit a certain way or we wasn't letting you stay in the environment we was in. Shit. Where in the hell is this shit going these days? I mean, I you know, what's up? Man, okay, I see all this gray hair on my face. And so motherfuckers don't know who I am, but it's some hungry ass motherfucking women out there. And why you motherfuckers ain't catching them bitches, I don't know. they be trolling Facebook, but they also be trolling these motherfucking streets. I'm talking about, oh God, I be seeing them. But what I'm saying is, all you gotta do is be against this cyber bullshit. All you gotta do is actually get your ass out and talk to people. Learn how to really communicate. Because what I'm saying is, if you stay sharp and hungry and you know how to communicate, your motherfucking hunting days are gonna be easier. And it's going to be all kinds of prey. I talk like animals. I talk like animals think. Now, when you respond to motherfuckers in a social media type atmosphere, you know, they ain't gonna do nothing but ask you to come to their private page so you look at naked pictures. And of course, that page is only for suckers. So why even put yourself in the position to be considered a sucker? My point is, fellas, this bitch gonna catch a few fools that, you know, think she look good or whatever. But that bitch will never catch a motherfucker like me. Just never. I hope she never catch you. This year is marking the 14th full year of my goddamn ass Rosebud show. And I really appreciate all the motherfucking attention you've been giving me. Although, on this goddamn particular stream, or pie, whatever this fucking shit is, you motherfuckers ain't here, but that's okay. I'm gonna do another one in the morning. But I ain't finished with this one. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna raffle off online a full course. I'm gonna have a raffle. It's only an idea right now, but in the next month, I'm gonna have a raffle. And it's gonna give you, well, I'm gonna have three prizes, and I'll mention them. But one of them is gonna be a full course, a full ride to SWU. Period. Yes, that's gonna be one of them. And I don't know, the raffle might cost $1 for a ticket. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. But that's what I'm thinking about doing. This ain't gonna cost you nothing except, you know, paying attention to what I say. You know, and for you to, like, you know, be able to answer the one question I'm gonna have on what we talking about. And you know what? There's just many fucking ways. An OG like me, who got respect from the gang, it's just a lot of ways for me to see shit. And one way, and I gotta, you know, give it to Facebook is, you know, OGHs, old assholes. Real OGOs be on that motherfucking Facebook sometimes. And they get up on my page and they, you know, start, I guess, following me. And then that badass OG ho want to be like a friend, a Facebook friend. Now, the bitch ain't want no relationship. She's just, you know, glad to hear some real isms that I be kicking. Then it just be making them proud to, like, you know or remember that she was down and dirty at one time. So this particular one had to let me know, you know, that some real Trojans was still around here and kicking it. And I tell them all that I appreciate, all, you know, how the life of such treachery didn't stop her ass or mine. Because real OGs, you know what I'm saying? We just roll with the punches. We ain't scared of shit that had to do with the game. Even retirement. Bangers, popo, tricks, simps. I mean, no matter what the fuck it is, man, them hoes be down. OGs. And they just hit me and speak, make me feel good. Not because they spoke, but because I know there's some real, you know, OG hoes. I ain't talking about pimps. So I just salute to them old badass motherfucking bitches. Keep hollering at a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is something that's funny. Well, not funny, but, you know, I give my link out to the show and I let motherfuckers, you know, telling me that the goddamn link don't work. All that kind of goddamn shit. I mean, I done thousands of shows and people fucking keep telling me shit don't work. People gonna tell me maybe that about this. Or maybe my popularity is fading. But at one point, in you motherfucking T-ball playing motherfuckers' life, you're going to have to realize that everything ain't given to you. And everything ain't going to go like your motherfucking ass think it could go. For one thing, you ain't a motherfucker like Trump. That's why Trump's so fucking, he ain't never been told no. How do you have the nerve to say you're a man and you can't make decisions? I just don't understand that. Now, what I'm saying is, you go for what people be talking about. And when I bust you, when I front you off, now I don't even use names. But I'm saying, yo, motherfucking weak ass, when I say, yeah, you punk motherfuckers that believe this kind of goddamn shit. You motherfuckers are so slow, you come out of seclusion. No, nigga, I ain't like that. Woo, 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 woo. Nigga, did I mention your name? If I didn't mention your name, what the fuck is you doing responding to this shit? Because they suckers. That's a call for suckers. Any of you motherfuckers that believe that punk-ass goddamn shit, get at me, you know, fucking with me, you punk-ass mother. Them motherfuckers get at me. Yeah, woo. They just verified they punks. Because I didn't call no names. Man, unless you really talking to me, man, I don't give a fuck what you say. Shit. What my point? My point. I be having time to come out, talk shit about some person, but I don't. I talk about the collective you. I don't use names. I talk about all of you as men. Never. I mean, so far. I mean, I never do it. But, like, for any motherfuckers to come out with some shit, it just saves me from having to find you. Because I'm an OG. I work smarter, not harder. You know, you put out something, let a motherfucker bite on it. Because they all fish. Not all of you. But the motherfuckers that bite. So, watch what you bite on. Don't be mad at me. Oh, yeah, that's some game real niggas. You know, like me, know to do. Know to put down, to find suckers hiding in the crowd. Shit, nigga be dressed like me, so I can't see his motherfucking ass, but let me start cracking on fake motherfuckers. I'm telling you, without mentioning his name, he gonna show up, hey, I'm over here. Because he ain't going to be able to stand the shit I'm talking. Because I'm going to be looking like it. And I'm going to be, you know, everything that this motherfucker's pretending to be. He going to hate me. I got game. And I play niggas with it on this goddamn, whatever this shit is I'm doing. I do it all the time. I don't know how many of you motherfuckers going to, you know, try or will try me, but sooner or later, you're going to realize I got a double-barreled motherfucking Uzi. And I spray motherfuckers with words. And these motherfucking words be heard. Shit. Grrr, on your motherfucking ass. See, you know, that's how I always roll. And it ain't about to stop. So you could hope that because... because I was, like, fucked up for some days, that is over for me. But let me see. Let me just tell you, man. Oh, man. That's just how I roll. I ain't gonna let nothing stop me. The only thing it's gonna do is create some different thoughts for me. That's the only thing anything gonna do. Try me. Try my black ass. Try my black ass at your own peril. Shit, I don't really like to brag on this kind of shit here, but I'm kicking motherfuckers' ass. Verbally. I mean, I can't fight. Maybe I can fight for about 15 seconds, but I don't think I hit hard enough to knock a motherfucker out. So shit, after 15 seconds, I'm gonna be tired in the motherfucker. Man, wait, can't we just go have a drink? Well, I'm the kind of businessman who loves to hear progress reports on my mother. Man, I ain't fitting to fight. I ain't. I might argue. But, man, when I see it's about to be a fight, man, look. I'm done. Because what do I look for? I'm 70. I don't give a fuck about how much shit I talk. Man, I can't fucking... Yes, I can fight. Like I said, for about 20 seconds max. What I'm saying? I ain't saying that I'm old. Nah, hell no. I ain't saying that I'm an old ass nigga that motherfuckers actually realize is old. They realize I'm old. Why don't y'all hide my shit? My shit, why did, if my shit grew up at the top, I look like Santa Claus. I ain't ashamed of that shit. I'm just, you know, really never did wear hair. Look at me when I was in my second year of college. I was straight Isaac Hayes. So, what I'm saying is, some of my friends I'm still in contact with, you know, and the first person that bought my course, I'm still in contact with that motherfucker. And that motherfucker is actually a friend today. We've become friends. Why? Because men recognize men. And I don't have no rank that I would pull on you because you got game from me. That would be like me getting game for Fillmore Slim. And when I start rolling like a motherfucker, he don't respect me because I'm rolling. No. Fuck that. We respect game. You know, I instant message him. We just respect each other. So what I'm saying is this, fellas. Why do I care? About any of you motherfuckers that are not willing to invest in yourself. Why? What I'm saying is this first brother, I mean, not first brother, this first dude who bought my fucking shit, that motherfucker had questions. I mean, some serious questions. And I answered them. But what he did that most of you motherfuckers are not willing to admit or capable of doing is he took the information and as best as he could, he applied it to his life. And it made hella changes for him. And because of him, because I'm telling you, my shit was like under $100 at this point. And during the first few years, I made a lot of changes. I did a lot of research. And I came up with a product that seriously addresses confidence. It does not address how to talk to women. It addresses confidence. With confidence, you can speak to anyone, women included. Just so happens that at SWU, we learn all about conversation and how to use conversation, not simply talk. So, what I'm really getting at is some of you motherfuckers need to understand, I don't really care how long it takes you to see that you need to be with me. But when that 30-year-old motherfucker realized what he was going to have for the rest of his life, we just became friends. So, you know, I ain't getting out his name, so don't ask me. And what you're going to have to do is take my word for it or invest in C. Because to me, the best thing is what you think. What somebody else think don't shit. I'm just saying. I really don't understand, you know, why you guys keep hitting me and let these people know, you know, that you really enjoy. Wait a minute, I left something out. I don't know why you guys keep hitting me and not letting these people know how much you really enjoy or grown from the chorus. You know, I very seldom, I mean, I do see it, you know, here and there, support and all that shit. But I'm telling you, it seems like to me, motherfuckers be putting that shit out just daily. Damn, this shit, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, people be explaining, you know, why they say 16s or 304s. And, you know, they, you know, it's the game, blah, blah, blah. But it's really not. It's just everything is running from what you are. Everything. If you would accept who and what you are, you would be so much better of a man. But no, you want to run from who you are. That's why I keep talking this shit, fellas. I talk shit, and I know I do. And I'm going to be talking it. Oh, excuse me, 580. Oh, what's up with you, bro? What's happening?
Hey, how big's your penis?
Do what, bro?
How big's your penis?
How big is my penis? Oh, man.
Yeah, I got showed. You got, what you got?
All right, bro. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, man, I didn't think I'm going to be hearing some shit like that. But that's what I heard. He wanted to know how big my dick was. Or is. It ain't that big, man. So get off my show. Don't be liking me. He actually just let me know. That guy just now. There's so many people be listening to me. Why he would be listening, I don't know. But it's just a really varied audience that I have. Damn. But see, to me, when you guys are scared, when you use those slick names and all that stuff, you know, when you try to explain that it has nothing to do with the game you're in. It just has to do with how come you don't want to be recognized. How come, whatever. And to me, you know, people like me, no matter what, robbing motherfuckers, you know, jackers, bank robbers, I mean, you know, con motherfuckers, pimp niggas, gamblers, I mean, all of us, man, we weren't scared to be heard. We weren't scared to be seen. I'm telling you, my whole 50 years in the streets, I never heard of such thing as, I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm a con man. You might say, nigga, you know, to be up on that drag, you know, but that's what it was called. With no other names. Just wasn't. And I hate that it is. We might have said trap. Bitch, where my trap? Instead of saying, bitch, where my money? But saying trap was us being slick. Not scared. Plus, Didn't no goddamn banger come with that goddamn banger shit? I mean, they did. But what I'm saying is, you know, Pimps wasn't going for the shit like they go for it now. If a motherfucker other than a pimp brought some shit to the game, we just roast them. You can't bring it. And if a motherfucker, no matter how safe a motherfucker think he doing shit, no matter how safe you think talking that 304 or whatever the fuck, 306 or some shit, however safe you think it is, the motherfucking police know what you saying. Because them bitches and them niggas been told them. So in reality, you not being slick. You need to understand that the motherfucking game is real. The harder you play, the safer you are. The deeper you immerse yourself into it, the less chances you're going to have getting killed or some other bullshit. And I refer to sports all the time. And can you think of any top athlete who would ever go soft in a real game? There's no such thing. I don't care what they're playing. Now, if he want to get hurt, he might go soft. But you guys are filling your heads up and each other's heads up with the scariest goddamn way to look at shit, which is why you guys don't prosper as men. Everything is relative. Everything. You cannot be a man acting scary. You just can't walk down the street in your hood acting scary. It ain't gonna work. You're asking for trouble. So what I'm saying is, you get these motherfuckers that call themselves Monster Mike. Okay, if it's a motherfucker out there named Monster Mike, I just made that goddamn name up. And I ain't talking to your motherfucking ass, so don't email me threatening to kill me because I said whatever about Monster Mike. That's a name I motherfucking, you know, made up, you motherfucker. So, what I made it up for, what's in the nickname? Shouldn't it say something about you and what you've done? To me, a nickname is important. That's why I could have been JD. I could have been whatever, you know, nicknames that I was hearing around. But I made up Rosebud. I made it up. Now, what I'm saying is this. If no one knows you and you're about to introduce yourself to people, it kind of tells them a little, your nickname kind of tells them a little about yourself. And it gives them a way to start a conversation with you after the introduction. Now, I remember, everything I say has a point. I remember when me and my nigga Tay started traveling. I knew his name was the nickname. First place we stopped was in the Bay Area. You know, we hung out and just about every fucking bitch that we met said how they was gonna name their son Shante. They liked this nigga's name. Now, I'm telling you, I thought it was a nickname. And after I had been rolling with the nigga a little while, we in D.C. I asked the nigga, man, how the fuck you come up with that name? Because everywhere we went, bitches love that name. I asked him, how did he come up with that motherfucking name? And he said, nah, man, that's my real name. I said, nigga, come on, nigga, your name Ken Miles. That's who the fuck I thought this nigga was. Because that's what his license said. I'm talking about how you come up with that Shantae shit, nigga. Now, the nigga tell me all about his name and all this shit. And I'm thinking this nigga lying. Tim Bobby's mom met this dude in France or somewhere. And the dude's name was Shantae and blah, blah, blah. But now, like I'm saying, on the road, every motherfucker bitch that we ran into loved this nigga's name. But it's spelled S-C-H-A-U-N-T-T-E with a hyphen over the E. It's a French word. Now, what I'm saying is the reason you can know I'm telling you the truth is you ever seen anybody named Shantae spelled that way? You ever heard anybody with the name Shantae put any emphasis on it being French? I'm just saying, man, so, you know, like I told you, niggas, people, they love this nigga's name, but this is like 77. And we both had just bought 78 Fleetwood. We used to call them ham sandwiches. Nigga, I got a ham sandwich. And we hit the road. We on the road like a motherfucker. And I swear, this is the truth. We didn't go to one city where 9 or 10 motherfucking bitches didn't say they was going to name their son, if they had one, Shantae. None of them knew shit about the word. They just liked how it sounds. Now, my point. You cannot take a person's name. Now, your mother can like a person's name and, you know, name her son if that's the case. Because you can't tell a person, you know, John, that's my name. How my mom is going to say, no name, nobody, John. But to take a person's nickname, Goldie. Well, Goldie, who is this nigga? 9 out of 10 times he's a light-skinned nigga. He might have some red in his hair, otherwise the gold type, you know, shit. But he done did some shit. And people know him. And when they say the name Goldie, they only talking about Goldie. But then after there's 15 Goldies, when they say the name Goldie, who the fuck are they talking about? They could be talking about 24 karat gold, Goldie. They can be talking about Goldie that's black with long superfly hair. What I'm saying is, if you take a person's name, you got to do something to represent. So what I'm saying is I've seen, I think it's 3, but I'm going to say 2. 2 motherfuckers then took my fucking name. The double D's and everything. And they goddamn suckers. Fucking suckers. That hurts me to my fucking heart. So, I mean, God. I mean, I really hate that fucking shit. My point and what I'm talking about is the nickname is a great thing for the person that actually originated that name. But it's a fucking terrible thing to waste. every person who have an original nickname did some shit to earn and deserve that name. Gotta go cautiously when you take somebody's nickname. I'm Rosebud Bitterdose, with two D's at the end for a double dose of this motherfucking pimpin', or for the digital dynamite that I'm now delivering with my books. But what I'm saying is, I got game. And you gonna get it. Just fucking with me. I'm proud to be included when you think of who you want to motherfucking polish your game with. It's been an objective of mine to always be real. No matter what. Whenever I answer any question. And this is especially true for a question you might have on the do's and don'ts. You know, of this life that we, you know, are trying to preserve. And I don't currently qualify as a practicing motherfucker of this game. But I do know game is not just on the track. So I know I got wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, which will allow me to share this precious game with you. And it's my opinion that game don't ever leave you. Once you acquire it and it's properly used, you can never leave it. It ain't that we'll kill you if you leave. It's that you can't. That's how strong it is. It will forever be in you. And once you've implanted it firmly in your daily actions as a man, it's going to require, or it's a requirement, that your motherfucking ass at all times be as polished as you can be. Whether it's like in a heated discussion or a simple conversation. Gotta remember, we gentlemen. In my years in the game, I started off from day one. I wanted to be a true pimp. It didn't take long for me to see that being true to this game was difficult, to say the least. But if I wanted to be included with the Filmo Slims, the motherfucking Icebergs, if I wanted to be included with them motherfuckers, I had to stay down. So, you understand, in my infinite wisdom, at the age of 22, when I was in Hollywood, celebrated my 22nd birthday, I made the decision I wanted to be among the greatest pimp that ever did it. And my expectations included never being a chippy nigga. That's a motherfucker that's gonna fuck a bitch and ain't paying him. Like all you motherfuckers do. Because all you motherfuckers be talking about, I don't fuck them hoes. I don't know who they be fucking. I don't know what they be doing. Motherfucker, you punks. Fuck a bitch ain't busting a grape for you, but the bitch risking her life for you, you won't fuck her. Ain't that a bitch? I'm just saying, it also included being the flyest I could be. You know, given the amount of game I had. So what I'm saying is I bought New Fleetwoods, 77, 78, and 79. And at that point in my career, I had four white hoes and one black one. And then I wanted, since I, you know, because I thought I was a motherfucker when I caught that black bitch. Because, you know, they were saying, Rosebud, a white girl pimp. Bitch, I don't pimp colors. I pimp bitches. They just happen to be white. I pimp me a black bitch. When I caught that black bitch, oh, my goodness. I thought I was the shit. And in 79, I paid cash for a motherfucking 75 silver shallow Rolls Royce. With whole dollars only. And I'm proud of that pimp shit to this motherfucking day. So I'm telling you guys this shit because I believe a lot of shit. Not bullshit. A lot of shit. Individual things that I can tell you any and everything you need to know about. So, you know what? Oh, shit, I've been over. Wow. I only wanted to go an hour. But, 20 minutes. But it don't matter. Fuck it. Hour and 20 minutes. I only wanted to go an hour because I don't want to, you know, keep you here too long. But Henry Don Allen comes. The game don't change. The players do. Give me some news I can use. Maybe a month. You're wise. Okay. Henry Don Allen. Seem like you. Oh, Joseph Bentley. What's happening? Okay. What I'm saying is, you know, I see it's 2-3 more motherfuckers all asking the same shit. But I didn't have that many people on here, so hopefully that's not an indication to what I'm going to be dealing with. But if it is, so be it. I'm down and dirty to the end. I'm gone. Thank you.